I'm Marie Lapidus, sitting in this episode for Brian Shelton, and you're listening to Harper Talks, a co-production of Harper College Alumni Relations and Harper Radio. Today on Harper Talks, I'm excited to speak with Jeremy Lucas. Jeremy is a graduate of Harper College and a co-founder and artistic director of Jax Theatricals. Jeremy joined me in the WHCM studio in Building A while on campus to receive the 2024 Distinguished Alumni Award. Thanks for being here. We're very proud of you.
Thank you, Marie. I'm honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I would like to kind of lead into this because we already mentioned Jax Theatricals, so I think people will get a kind of a clue of what we're going to be talking about. Were you always a theater kid?
Since I was 7 years old.
How did you get started? So, what did you do when you were seven?
So my family, we were at church and I had walked by the, what is it called at a church? The auditorium. It's probably not the name. And they were rehearsing for the best Christmas pageant ever.
Uh-huh.
And I stopped and I said, what is that? What's going on in that room? And I, it,
and
the rest is
the
history.
Yes, and that was
yes,
the
7
beginning.
Years old. So it's like, it truly is a calling.
7 years old. That's fantastic. So before we go into the details of how it was for you here, why did you pick Harper and, you know, how did it lead to Harper for you? From the 7 years old, we're going to jump right into college.
Right. Yes. I had visited 2 state schools. I don't know if I should name them. But the towns that I visited, being, a city mouse, as I fancy myself, I could not see myself living in those little towns.
Yes.
And so it was pretty late that I made the decision. And then luckily and gratefully, I was able to get into Harper for my first year. And so I went here for my freshman year of college.
For your freshman year. And so... While you were involved in the speech team here, you were involved in the dance team in theater. What was your time like here when you were here for that 1 year?
Oh, it was great. I had so much fun. I had acting classes with Mary Jo Willis,
mm-hmm.
dance classes with Gretchen Schmalz, and actually my best friend Lauren, who nominated me, who's here with me today, she was able to take the dance classes with me as a community member. And then I was on the speech team with Coach Patty Ferguson, and that's where I had the most fun because we would travel and compete
mm-hmm.
At speech events, and then we'd have overnight stays traveling, and so that was a lot of fun my freshman year.
So you mentioned all of these faculty that I don't know because I started after they were here.
It's a long time ago.
It's been a little bit, but... Tell me a little bit more about your relationship with the faculty. Were they kind of, did they guide you into more into theater? What was that relationship like?
Yes, I remember Mary Jo being very charismatic. And I took to her really well. And that was the acting classes. I loved her acting class. And Gretchen, I got a lot. I took jazz dance with her and I think ballet. And, I love dance. So learning from her was really fun and fundamental and definitely, useful for my future dance classes. And then the most fun I had, I think, was on the speech team. And I learned so much just, going on these speech meets, not being, and I was on the speech team in high school too, but then, it was in college. It's a whole different ballgame. So that was really fun. And she and her boyfriend, now husband, Tim, were very much mentors to me. I remember having a really good time with them and learning a lot.
Absolutely. And so I wanted to ask you, besides your theater classes and dance and speech that you did, what was your actual major here? Was it just gen eds? Did you just an AA that you were getting? Did you take like other classes and you were like bored out of your mind because you love theater?
I did get some general eds out of the mm-hmm. way. I do remember that. And those were fine and good. I think I was a theater major.
Okay.
I don't really remember because I had the intention of going to a state school, and then my sophomore year I went to Illinois State.
Okay.
Which wasn't as small of a town as those other ones that I initially visited. So I was happy there, and that was a great experience as well. But Harper, I guess I would imagine I was a theater major.
Okay. And then I think you have next step after Harper. You said you went to Illinois State. Was there Roosevelt some point?
Yes, my junior future? And senior year, I graduated from the Chicago College of Performing Arts at Roosevelt University. Okay. And I believe it was the first year of the program that was integrated theater with music, voice, and mm-hmm. dance. So that was, I think I was the inaugural class.
Okay. Exciting.
Of that program.
Exciting. And then after that, you founded Jack's Theatricals.
Yes.
In LA. So what does Jack's Theatricals actually do? What is that?
Our mission is mm-hmm. to develop creativity, inspire self-expression, and promote self-esteem through fully inclusive arts education, youth outreach, and live performance. So in that time, we're 18 now. We're 18 years old. We're grown-ups. we've worked at over 50 schools, theaters, and camps throughout LA County. Four different school districts, arts education programs after school, in school. And then we also kind of unrelated, but related because it's still arts related, is we're cultural arts envoys to the USA, representing American musical theater. So we go around the world and produce Broadway style reviews with introducing musical theater to different countries who don't really understand or know what our truly American art form is here.
Okay. And so,
It's a lot.
So I want to kind of go back a little bit to what you're doing. So you are providing arts education into the elementary schools, middle schools, high schools?
All ages, yes.
All ages, all throughout California or throughout the United States?
LA County.
LA County.
That's specific to LA County, yes.
Okay. And so you have students coming. Do they do that during school time or is it an after school kind of an activity?
Both. We have both kinds of programs. It's all about what the school has funding for or what they want, but we do both.
Okay. And you have lots of students. Have you had students graduating who've gone on to do theater? I mean, you are in LA, so begs the question, right? Do they go on and do theater work?
Yes, our students are at some of the top musical theater schools in the country now, which
Excellent.
Is really exciting.
Yes, that's fun.
Yeah, super fun seeing them take off.
Well, it's just like fun for us to see you come back as a distinguished alumni. It's going to be fun for you to do a distinguished alumni.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And have them come back and talk about their experiences.
Absolutely.
How exciting. How exciting for that. So my next question for you is about your cultural arts envoy for the U.S. So you've been traveling and representing the United States. Where have you gone? Where has that taken you?
So the first one was in Baku, Azerbaijan.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked with two schools there. The second one was in Suva, Fiji. That's my favorite one I've done so far. That was with two professional groups. It was with the singers from Disney's Moana film,
mm-hmm.
and then a professional dance group in Fiji. And then most recently in 2022, I went to Tunisia and we worked with two or three groups there. And the really special thing is, you know, across the world, there are singers and there are dancers and there are actors, but teaching the singers that, you know, or showing the singers that they can dance and the dancers can sing and it's all based in acting is really kind of like the most special thing that it represents American musical theater is sort of integrating the three art forms into one, which is musical theater. So it's my favorite gig. It's the best. Yeah, we have a great time doing it.
Excellent. And so when you are going to these countries, have you learned languages?
My husband is better at learning the languages. So the first time in Azerbaijan, I had a translator
because mm-hmm.
They spoke for not very much English at all. And then in Fiji, obviously,
yes. nothing,
they would teach us Fijian
right.
words, which was fun. Mula. And in Tunisia, Tunisians speak, I think it's Tunsi first, and then they learn French, and mm-hmm. then they learn English. So their English was quite good.
Okay.
And so no real language barriers, like occasionally words, but they would teach us mostly JD. Like I know a little French. I took French in high school. Mm-hmm. I know a little, but my husband JD was really good about learning Arabic.
Oh, wow.
Much better than me.
Wow. Yes.
Aishik.
And then did you pick up any of their, like, their cultural music and dances? Did you get to experience that as well?
Yes, and that's actually something really special. Each place is so happy to share their culture, and so it's so different from kind of the American view on culture. It's really they just want to share it, and they love to dress us up, and I mean they really are so proud of showing us their culture. So, it's we love it.
Do you get to take students with you, or is it just you are going, like, as a group?
JD and I go there, mm-hmm. and then we teach them everything from how to put on the show, the singing, the acting, the dancing, mm-hmm. the all the different numbers from, the musical theater repertoire. And then JD is really good about showing them, like, the technical aspects, like, lights and microphones. And so we really produce, like, a big show.
And so do you get to stay there the whole time and produce a show?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Yes. That's kind of exciting to do that.
Yeah.
And with a translator the whole time.
Well, just the first time.
Yes.
Just the first time.
Yes. So how long does it take to do, like, a production like that? How long are you usually there
for? About a month. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So this next one we're going on will be November, December. So okay. We're going to do two. We'll do one in the capital city of Tunis, and then we're going down to Gabès, a city in the southern part of the country.
Okay. So you get to really, you've gotten the experience to do theater, and you get the experience to travel internationally and show off our musicals, which is exciting. So my next question for you is, your work with Jax also focuses on helping students with different abilities to be involved. How did you get started with that? And what does that mean?
Okay, so ironically or not, our first registrant, the first student who ever registered, her name was Elizabeth Langworthy. She's got to be she's probably near 30 now. She has Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. And I remember with our co-founders sort of asking, who has experience working with that, and if we were prepared to do that, and talking to the parents, and it was a definite yes. So that sort of paved the way for a long period of time of having students with different abilities. We had students with echolalia and all different types of autism all over mm-hmm. the spectrum. And it was really just a win-win, because the arts were their savior. They were able to express themselves so freely, and especially our student with echolalia, which is you can repeat. He would often repeat Britney Spears, mm-hmm. and he would do it so well, but he could do that with musical theater. So he'd watch, different performances and be able to
repeat
and, mm-hmm. and really shine. So it's like if he was pretty nonverbal, he could sing like a bird. And so there was a long period of time where Jax had all different kinds of students. We don't as much anymore. We still are fully inclusive, and we still do have students with different abilities, but it was more at the beginning of Jax when we had a lot, and it was very special. It was really cool.
Yes, I was on your website, and I was reading about your theater and how inclusive you really are and how you welcome everybody. So it's really special, I think, because, I feel like in Hollywood, at least, right? And maybe on Broadway, I don't really know because I'm not a theater person, but it feels like, there's this very particular look and very particular ability that you have to have. And I think maybe in theater, it's a little bit different because, theater is live versus on TV or, in movies. But it's so great to be able to offer people who of different abilities to have the same experiences and show them off and the abilities that they may have that we don't even realize. And I think that that's fantastic that you're giving them that opportunity. So it'll be also fabulous to see them as distinguished alumni come back after they've been participating in theater as well. So it's so exciting. I really like that about what you're doing. Did you ever, like before you had that first student, did you ever even think that that would be the path that you would be taking?
No, definitely not. I didn't. It was my day job from acting was I worked for a company in Los Angeles, kind of doing the same thing, musical theater with kids. And that was sort of the first time I realized it was something that I could do and was an opportunity for me and something I really enjoyed doing. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, showing anyone really, kids to adults. I really love I love musical theater. I love American musical theater. I'm a total theater kid, a Broadway nerd. So getting to share that is a gift and a dream. So I really enjoy it. But no, I had no idea that that was inside me.
So kind of your development as an entrepreneur into figuring out your target markets. Sorry, I'm a business professor. So like all your target markets and all of that. So how do you feel about you being an entrepreneur and starting a nonprofit and doing all of these wonderful things that you do?
It's a lot of work. And I have so much to thanks to my husband, who's sitting across the room from me right now. JD, he's our managing director. I'm the artistic director. We're a great team. We love working together. He's just as passionate as I am. And so, I mean, we're blessed. We get to do what we love, and we have an adult theater. That sounds weird. We have a professional theater component as well. We're doing Rent right now. This past year, we've done Andrew Lippa's Wild Party, Chess. Mm-hmm. Now we're doing Rent. So, kids, adults. I mean, it's a gift that we're getting to do all this, and we truly love it.
Okay, personal question: what's your favorite musical?
West Side Story.
West Side Story.
What's yours?
Not a huge musicalist person. But I will say Sound of Music.
Okay.
I don't know. Do we consider that a musical?
Yes,
right? Because there's a lot of music
Rodgers
and dancing.
And
yes. Victor, Victoria.
Ooh.
You know, that's like, you know, Julie Andrews, I think, just overall is somebody I would watch in just about anything. So
yes.
Whatever that she's doing. I don't know beyond that. I think my friend really loves Kinky Boots.
Mm-hmm.
So I have not seen that one.
Really fun.
Yes. She has dragged me to some musicals, but I don't know, like there's some that I just really love and some I'm just like, yeah, no.
Right.
So today you're going to be officially our 2024 Distinguished Alumni. What does that mean to you?
It's an honor and a privilege. Also something I never expected. So I was telling Lauren that I'm doing Rent right now. And the cast of Rent, the musical, is younger, and they call me Father Jax. So that coupled with this Distinguished Alumni Award, I feel like I've entered a new era of, you know, the elder who should have wisdom. Hopefully I do. It's what an honor, you know, what an honor and what a fun new, you know, kind of era I'm moving into as an elder person of the theater.
I don't think you're elder. I think that's for way longer ahead of us, way into the future. But I think
you're
that
kind.
Well, I think it's probably that you're entering the stage of like mastery, right? Like you're from growing into the mastery where you can now share with everybody else
right.
The mastery that you have. So let's call it that.
I like that.
Right. The mastery stage, not the elder stage. But you know, that's all about it's all about, you know, how you view age. I am the kind of person who says, whatever age I woke up today, that's the age I am.
Right.
Right?
Like that. Yes.
So I want to take that
I'll
give you that as well.
Thank
whatever
you.
Age you want to be today, that's your age.
Thank you. Edit out everything about the years.
Exactly. Next question that we kind of do typically closer as we're wrapping up, but I think you might have a lot of advice for us. So we ask all our guests on the show, what advice do you have for current Harper students?
This is great because I just spoke to Kevin Long's acting class, and so I'm going to say the same thing, but it's to do, especially current Harper College students, and you know, all the way into definitely throughout your 20s, do everything you can in terms of do all the shows you can, audition for everything, don't turn down the ensemble roles, do the ensemble roles. Study, 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 take acting classes, take, I understand that there's some things that Harper has here, some things they don't have. If you don't have dance classes, go find the dance classes in the community, ask for scholarships if you need, you know, having an arts education school, we 99.9% of the time will give the scholarship or give the discount, or if you need the financial aid, we will give it. And I know other schools will do that too. So study, 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 get the voice teacher. You can't afford the voice teacher. There's so many things you can find online to work on your voice and work on your craft, especially now that I didn't have growing up, obviously. Study, be prepared, and do an audition for everything and do everything. Don't you know, take all the work you can because it will lead to something else and every experience will make you better.
That is really great advice. And I do want to ask you, as a master and experienced person in this art form of acting, what are some of the different opportunities? I mean, you are doing a different opportunity of running your own theater company and providing all of this education and being able to travel and do all of that, all tied to theater. And people kind of think, oh, theater, we're never going to make any money, right? So what do you see as a professional in that arena as opportunities for students?
So I was telling them, additionally, if there's something else in the theater that interests them other than just being on stage, not that they can't be on stage, they absolutely can and right. will if they put their heart and soul into it. But we need lighting designers and we need sound engineers and we need arts administrators, you know, arts administration people and stage managers, and there's all these other different kinds of jobs in theater or, you know, or in film or in music. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be involved in the arts in some way, you can. And if there's anything, any of the costume design, if any of that stuff interests you, pursue that. And then that's another avenue to make a career or, you know, or your side hustle, your day job. We're working with an actress right now who loves performing, but her day job is stage managing. And so that's fantastic that she can, you know, kind of do the art,
right.
which often, you know, sometimes doesn't pay as much as stage managing,
right.
you know, or, you know, lighting designers and sound engineers specifically. If you have any technical interest, you'll always work if you have those skills. So there's a number of things that you can do to work in theater and in the arts and film, all the same thing. Film, there's all the different aspects of making a film, editing, you know, all kinds of things. So you can do it. If you want to do it, you absolutely can.
Well, I hope all our students are listening because we have all of that. We have all of those programs, the technical side of, you know, video production, audio production, theater, being on the radio and even doing that is an experience as well. So That's really great. That's really, I think, great advice for our students to just really be broad in all the experiences that they have. And even if you are focused on going into theater or movies or acting or whatever, you know, just kind of broaden your horizons mm-hmm. and make sure you know something else that can kind of work with you as you go, you know, and be involved in that theater that you love. Right, some other aspect.
Right.
That's really exciting. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're very happy to have you here. And I think it's very exciting to have our alumni come back and tell the students about their experiences and opportunities that they have and show them just different paths that everybody kind of takes to get to wherever they are. Jeremy Lucas is a Harper College graduate, co-founder of Jack's Theatricals, and now a Harper College Distinguished Alumni. If you've enjoyed Harper Talks, please subscribe, and while you're at it, rate and review us so that others might find us. Harper Talks is a co-production of Harper College Alumni Relations and Harper Radio. Our show is produced by Shannon Hines. This episode was edited by Colby Pozo. Our online content producer is Matt Byrne. Our theme music was created by Aiden Cashman. I'm Marie Lapidus. Thank you for listening.